We're back at Rosie on the House, up in the sky with Dr. Sky, who's phoning in, joining us from beautiful Sedona.
Good morning, Rosie.
All right, Dr. Sky, let's recap a little bit the different events where people can have a stargazing experience with you. Last night was one.
Well, one of them, again, we'll repeat here in the beautiful Sedona Rouge here, right here in West Sedona. We do the next one that we'll do here for the public is Thursday evening, October the 19th. And if you'd like to schedule or make a reservation for this beautiful resort, the phone number here, 928-203-4111. That's 928-203-4111. And then join us closer to home if you're not able to take a short vacation up to Sedona. You do have the Lost Dutchman State Park. We begin our Dr. Sky observing season Saturday, October the 14th at 7 p.m., and their rate there is $7 per car, but all the money, I assure you, we donate back to the park. We're actually building this Dr. Sky solar trail out there. So a scale solar system model is in evolution right now. That'll be great. And I always mention to people, Rosie, that if they'd like to email me, go ahead and do that at just drsky, drsky@pox.net. And I'll send you one of our little PDF flyers of all the programs and things and offerings from our company, of course, Dr. Sky, Inc. Everything from personal star parties for your kids, special programs, keynote speaking, all that kind of stuff. And we want to get our big 42-foot RV called the Skyship, appropriately named for the events out there in the sky. We come to you with a full broadcast platform and kind of cool stuff. If you want to have a nice little party and celebrate the wonders of the sky, we've got that too. But in closing, Rosie, I forgot to mention something I think very important. All you Wildcat fans out there should be very proud of the scientists down there in Tucson. Yesterday, unbeknownst to many, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft, this little tiny spacecraft, was intentionally sent back after it was launched. It passed the Earth, Rosie, to get extra speed, like a slingshot. And it was while we were experiencing our first day of autumn, over Antarctica and South America, it came within 11,000 miles of the Earth, and it's shooting out to an asteroid called Bennu. And around 2023, it's going to try to scoop up some material and literally bring it back to the Earth so we can analyze the composition of these so much populated objects between Mars and Jupiter. But little Bennu is about the size of, let's say, the Empire State Building or a large Nimitz-class carrier. But isn't that amazing, the technology that they can at least get a little spacecraft to do all this and follow directions? It would be, the analogy would be like taking a rifle and trying to aim at an object that was maybe all the way in Los Angeles if you were in New York. And I don't know about you, I don't know how you do that to a gigantic scope on a rifle. That's almost amazing, and be able to hit the target. So we salute our friends down there, the Wildcats and the scientists at the University of Arizona on this one.
The wonders of space just leave me literally speechless. I mean, the fact that they could engineer that kind of a vehicle, the fact that we can see 1.2 million years in the future that a star is going to wreak havoc on our solar system. How do those charts and graphs and maps get put together?
Well, it's incredible. And that's why people wonder, and again, I'm not here to do politics, but people wonder sometimes, are we spending money and wasting it in the NASA realm and science? And I would argue, of course, because we love this. But from a real business standpoint, they're spending their budgets only like $19 billion. And if you look at that, if you look at the expenditures from some of the other agencies of our government, it's a very, very tiny, tiny percentile. Now, does that mean you should just throw money at something? Well, hardly. But look at the results, Rosie, as we're talking about, or the projects out there and the young people out there who in all my presentations, when we did our big eclipse event up in Idaho, you had so many young faces there, and they're looking to have that installation of confidence for the future. So we do our best to try to pass that torch of knowledge to young people, because yes, there is a future out there, and you know it. You and your family do talk so many wonderful things on this radio show, on this station. So we're trying to help out the younger generation to pursue this, but obviously there needs to be funding to study the magic and wonders of the nighttime sky and the daytime sky. And I'm always honored that you have me here, Rosie. And I have a show here that people know. It's earlier than yours, but it's been here for 6 years, and I'm proud to have the Dr. Sky show here. And we do get a lot of nice compliments, and I appreciate, of course, being with you and your family.
Dr. Sky, can't thank you enough for getting up early to be on Roselle Now after staying up late last night showing people the sky. It's always a joy visiting Dr. Sky. Thanks a million.
Thank you. My pleasure, Rosie. Thank you.
All right. That was absolutely awesome. Does that just leave you in complete wonderment about the solar system? It certainly does me. Now, we've talked about great events Dr. Sky is doing all across the state of Arizona. We talked about the fall colors that are about ready to explode all across northern Arizona. And you could tie in any of these events into your own Arizona staycation if you get to rosieonthehouse.com and click on Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We pick a winner every month. Go ahead and get back to the website and sign up again. Every month, sign up again if you don't get picked, because at the end of every month, we empty all the entries, we let it fill back up, and we pick one winner. You win an Arizona staycation, you get to go out to Sanderson Ford and pick up one of the cars off the demo lot that you'd like to experiment with and put on the road and test drive, and tell us where you want to go, and we'll set up the lodging, and it's your vacation on your terms, on your schedule, wherever in the great state of Arizona you'd like to go. Only available at rosieonthehouse.com. Romy will be joining us from the Great American Seat Up in the 8 o'clock hour.
You know, it's no secret here at Rosie on the House, we're proud of our long-term partnerships. And let me tell you today about one of those in particular, Durafoam Roofing. I can't tell you a time I ever remember a foam roofing truck on one of Rosie's jobs that didn't say Durafoam Roofing. And they've been a charter partner here of Rosie on the House for over 17 years. If you've got any questions about your foam roof, or you're looking to add some insulation to the insulation value of your home, consider a foam roof from Durafoam Roofing. After 5 years in thought, concept, and development, research, traveling, and product identification, we're happy to announce the new edition of the Rosie on the House e-commerce store, primarily focused on hand tools and housing products for you, the Arizona homeowner. These are tools and products we've identified as value here to Arizona homeowners, and we've tested them ourselves. You can find them in the e-store category at rosieonthehouse.com.